talks with Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Diplomacy is still the key push to ease tensions with Russia as it appears Moscow continues its military buildup on Ukraine's border.
New satellite images confirm what NATO allies all agree. Europe is on the edge of war. Of particular note, a new pontoon bridge built across a river from Belarus near the border with Ukraine north of the capital, Kyiv. U.S. officials warn of provocations in the coming few days, like the first shots fired in Luhansk when Russian-backed separatists fired mortar shells at a children's preschool, hoping to bait the Ukraine military into a response.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Former President Trump issuing a statement today saying he can't get a fair hearing in New York because he's hated by judges and the judiciary. That comes after a judge ruled today Trump must answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices. The judge ordering the former president, along with Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr., to sit for a deposition within 3 weeks. Trump calling it a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in history. The Senate has sent President Biden a bill averting a weekend government shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 27. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The measure will keep agencies afloat through March 11th. Leaders hope that will give bipartisan bargainers enough time to finally reach a deal financing federal agencies until fall. Without the current legislation, federal spending authority would have expired Saturday. The Senate rejected Republican amendments that would have blocked federal vaccine mandates and halted federal funds for schools with vaccine mandates. A Texas grand jury has indicted 19 Austin police officers on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for their actions during 2020 protests over racial injustice that spread nationwide following the killing of George Floyd. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
California's governor says the state is unveiling an endemic plan for COVID as it transitions out of the pandemic.
Today's the day California Governor Gavin Newsom previewed last week, where they will put forward a plan to deal with the virus that acknowledges a transition from a pandemic to an endemic. This will include, he said, changes to impacts on businesses and individuals.
We'll be looking forward to putting out that plan in a matter of days as well. If you're curious, putting out additional information about what's next for masking in our public schools.
He said they'd been working for weeks with education officials dealing with very strong opinions on the issue, as most children, especially between 5 and 11, are not vaccinated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Federal regulators looking into safety issues with a number of Tesla vehicles.
U.S. auto safety regulators are looking into Tesla again, this time for so-called phantom braking complaints that its cars can stop on the roads for no apparent reason. The formal investigation covers some 416,000 Tesla Models 3 and Y vehicles from the 2021 and 22 model years over reports of unexpected brake activation tied to its driver assistance system autopilot. No crashes or injuries were reported. This follows a series of recalls by Tesla and other safety probes by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. A preliminary evaluation is the first phase before a formal recall demand can be issued. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
You may be paying more for your avocado toast in the short term because of a temporary ban on imports into the U.S. Mexico is negotiating security guarantees for U.S. inspectors who certify Mexican avocados for export. The inspections were halted last week after one of the U.S. inspectors was threatened in an area where growers are routinely subject to extortion by drug cartels. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.